We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Out of Chad Hartman, Paul Douglas, Henry Lake, and Corey Heppala, who would catch the most fish? People texting and various answers. Not a lot of faith in any of them, but I'll tell you what. If any of them were fishing with my next guest, they'd probably get on some fish. Eric Kep joins me, and he's got a big job tomorrow. He is the guide for Governor Tim Walz. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. First of all, your last name is Kep. Everybody knows Marv Kep, Hall of Fame fishing guide. Are you related?
Yeah, pretty proud to call Marv Kep my uncle. Great guy. I talked to him last night. He's taken a governor out as well, so just got some advice from him, and proud to be a Kep.
He took Governor Jesse Ventura out, I believe, and I've heard that's a few stories from that, some on the record, a couple off the record. Did he give you any advice about how to get the governor on some fish?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of those stories, and yes, some are off the record, and they probably better stay that way. I don't think Walz and I will have as much fun as Jesse and Marv did, but we'll see what happens, see how the day pans out. One thing Marv just told me is, no, it's the goal is to catch one fish, so be patient and just enjoy the opportunity. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so have fun with it.
How did you get that opportunity?
I actually, the Kep name is in, been in the bait business for a long time. My brother and dad and my grandpa, it's been 75 years, they've owned Urbank Bait Company. So I actually submitted an application for my dad and brother to do this last year because the pandemic was canceled. And as they progressed through this planning for this year, they wanted to be an educator since Governor Walz was a teacher. And I'm a superintendent of schools, so they thought it'd just be a good match to have somebody involved in the fishing and also in education. So.
You are a superintendent. Now tell me about where you're the superintendent and tell me about how your school district has handled the pandemic.
Yeah, I'm superintendent of Bertha Hewitt Schools in central Minnesota, and I think one of my last interviews they had talked about the end of the year approaching. That's the best part. It's the end is coming because it needs to be. It's been a tough year. I feel for these kids wearing masks in the classroom, on the court, and I was told a story about we have a seventh grade girl who has been quarantined four times and never had COVID just because of close contacts. And, you know, when you miss 14 days for four different shifts, it's tough on kids. And I sent home 16 junior high girls 2 weeks ago because of close contacts. And a lot of tears. They need to be in school. They need to be in session. Our staff at Bertha Hewitt Schools in throughout Minnesota have endured a lot and have stepped up and are the heroes along with medical field people helping us get through this pandemic.
Now tell me about you. You'll be fishing with the governor tomorrow. Obviously, you know, fishing is usually it's an experience, usually a friendly experience. You have pleasant conversation, but it's the governor, and people have opinions they want to share with the governor. Do you plan on sharing any personal opinions with the governor?
Yeah, I think, I'm trying to take politics out of this event. It is a celebration of Otter Tail County and fishing in Minnesota, but I will never have an opportunity again to sit with the governor for 3 hours at one time and fish. So there's a little bit of agenda in my back pocket that I will, you know, we'll fill them out and see where it goes, and maybe we can get a few things changed in education to help our kids.
Like what?
You know, it's just there's some policies and paperwork issues, and more funding for schools is important. The demands of our job have changed a lot. Our teachers have to do a lot more. So the more funding we can get, the more we can give back to the teachers and help the kids get the better education.
But 30 seconds left. We're talking to Eric Kep. He'll be the governor's fishing guide. Water temperature is always key this time of year. You think conditions are looking good to at least get one fish, that one photo op?
Yeah, we'll start looking for some quality first. Water temperatures are between 52 and 55 degrees. The fish have moved a little deeper. We're hoping for about 10 feet of water, but they're in about 15 last night. I have some guides out there right now checking some spots and locating some fish. And, you know, it's been a great teamwork opportunity here. And I hope to, you know, people ask, are you nervous? And I said, I am a little nervous, but the pressure's on him. He's got to catch the fish, not me.
Eric, thanks so much for the time. That's Eric Kep. Famous Kep fishing family. He is the governor's fishing guide tomorrow, taking Governor Walz out. It is 7:57, News Talk 830 WCCO. CBS News, Steve's update on the way as we head into the 8 o'clock hour. Adam Carter live from the governor's fishing opener on the morning news, News Talk 830 WCCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.